In January last, upon a Monday upon the morn, as along the fields I passed to view the winter corn, I laid me behind the brae, and I saw come o'er the slough, yean glinting in an apron with a bonny brand brow. I bade good morrow, fair maid, and she right courteously, by fay and tro good sir, she said good day again to ye. I said to her, fair maid, quoth I, how far intend you now? Quoth she, good sir, a mile or twa to yonder bonny brow. Fair maid, I'm well contented to have sight company, for I am ganging on the gate where you intend to be. When we had walked a mile or twa, I said to her, my dow, may I not lift your apron and kiss your bonny brow? Nay, good sir, you're mistaken, for I am none of these. I wot you ha' mair breeding than lift a woman's cleaths. Ye know we mun for modesty, nay, at the first time bow, but if we like your company, we are as kind as you. I took her by the hand so small, and I led her o'er the lawn. I gave her many glancing looks, so she did me again. I led her in among the bent where none of all could see. And then quo' I, my bonny lass, now wilt thou mow with me? I dare not dee that dee, quo' she, for fear I prove with bairn. And then may I sing lullaby and live in mickle scorn. To shfee, quo' I, tak thou ne care, fair not with bairn to be. For will I wed next holiday that I will wed with thee? I laid her down upon the green and said, prove kind to me, dear. We nigh are safe from being seen, thou needs nae danger fear. She blushed and smiled in my face, my bonny lad, quo' she. Since we are in this uncouth place, deal kindly nigh with me. I used all my skill and art her humour for to please. I pricked her, but she felt no smart, but still lay at her ease. At length I put her to the squeak and clawed her bonny weem. Quo' she, my heart with joy will break, pray let me now gang heem. When we had ta'en of love our fill, see well she pleased my mind. I vowed I would be constant still, since that she was so kind. Quo' I, my only duck and dear, now let us twa agree how to provide our bridal cheer against we wedded be. The worst on't is, my love, quo' she, we want a ring we trow. Ne'er rack, quo' I, leave that to me, I'll sell my dodded yow. Miss yon the vicar is my friend who will be ruled by me, an hour or twa with us to spend when we well wedded be. We'll ha' beef baked and boiled and roast upon our wedding day, and will the weaver at my cost shall on the bagpipes play. The lads and lasses in the town shall at our nuptials be, and thou shalt have a tawny gown, see well thou pleasest me. Now when the wedding day was come, as they did beath conclude, the dinner was in readiness, the liquor it was brewed. And so they went unto the kirk we'll wedded for to be, and made a mickle merry feast, and now lives lovingly.